tree calling to me. And while we got VCU, you probably knew Dan Mauer before.
Sure.
Dan's crew, we would engage them to the tune of $25,000 to come out and do archaeology, because all we could see was woods, no sign whatever of the church. Did see some broken tombstones in the particular section. So we figured that probably somewhere near those tombstones there had been a building. Mm-hmm. So Dan came in with a crew, and about five of his staff, and we got an equal number of volunteers to do just some of the kind of dumb dirt work, and I was one of those. There's a lot of those serendipities that go with the story from my perspective.
Yeah.
Kids in the neighborhood over the years had built trails through the property, bike trails where they rode, mm-hmm. and bikes zigzagging along have a way of throwing dirt up,
yeah.
and creating trenches, banks and stuff. Well, I was standing on the edge of one of those trails with Dan Mauer and one of his staff, and I felt in the arch of my foot just something like I was standing on the edge of something. And so I just scraped my foot along and to see what was under that. And this brick showed up. And I had my old work clothes on and work shoes on, so I just didn't say anything to Dan at that point. I went beyond that brick, exposed, and kicked dirt loose just with a thin lip because these kids had been there. And here was another brick, right in line with that one. I went to the other side of the brick, the first brick, did the same thing, and three bricks showed up in a perfect line. And I said, Dan, what do you think this might mean? He said, well, we're going to find it. This is 3 hours after we had been on site. So I mean, here this, myself being, you know, the feeling I had was that maybe the divine was playing. Mm-hmm. Playing a little role in this, and said, well, the Blue could have a little fun today. So he said, in 30 minutes we had uncovered the whole one end of the church, one piece, half of the sidewall, the entire back wall, another half. This end of it had been robbed out by, which is customary, robbing an archaeological site to get brick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When brick was much more difficult, handmade brick.
Right.
Those were handmade. But to get brick, they probably used for a variety of things, like putting it at the end of a barn or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we located the site. And but we didn't know what was on it. We saw a foundation piece in the ground. And about the same time, they had this big to-do up here in Manassas when a shopping mall developer would go buy up a hunk of battlefield, you may recall that.
Yeah.
Where it was such an atrocious notion that even the U.S. Congress got involved, and they paid $120 million of our tax money to buy this land back from the developer. He made a killing, because I don't think he paid anything close to that for the property. But he was looking at what his highest and best use was going to be, and he could probably demand it, and he got it.
Mm-hmm.
But Congress at that time said, we can't keep doing this. There's a lot of other important things having to do with the Civil War. So the Congress set up a congressional committee, a study commission
mm-hmm.
called the Civil War Sites Advisory Commission. They began a series of public hearings all over the countryside, wherever there had been any conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, of course, in the 15 southern, southeastern states, but
right.
they did go all the way to Missouri.
Yeah.
Down Florida, Louisiana, Virginia being a major one. So they had public hearings, and I went down to the War Memorial to hear the public hearing, simply to make a pitch that something really significant needed to be done, or else everything historical could get paved over or be on the asphalt or something, and that we really did need some help. I didn't even know what that meant entirely.